and 2 through the air. Daly threw his 100th career touchdown pass in the second quarter when he hit fellow senior Elliott Weaver on an 8-yard touchdown pass. Weaver went over 1,000 yards receiving on the season, catching 13 passes on the night for 192 yards and both of Daly's TD throws. It was a celebration for all of Seguin's senior class in the first quarter. Senior running back Calvin Cadd scored a touchdown on his first and only career carry as a Matador. At the end of the game, the Matadors inserted injured running back Ian Moreno to take the final snap and take a knee to preserve the victory. The senior Moreno, injured 2 weeks ago and out of the lineup last week, suited up on senior night despite his injury. Seguin's starting offensive line featured 3 seniors, Kevin Dominguez, Joaquin Patterson, and Caleb Adrati. Helped the Matador offensive attack amass 546 total yards of offense on the night. For the defense, senior linebacker Zayn Goldsberry capped his lone season in Seguin with 7 tackles and a fumble recovery. Senior defensive lineman Kyle Medrano also had 5 tackles, including 2 for loss. Senior linebacker Julius Rivera had 4 tackles and forced a fumble. And senior defensive back Marcus Troy collected 5 tackles with 1 for loss. On special teams, senior kicker Gabe Hernandez was perfect on the night, drilling all 5 of his extra point attempts. Daly, who will graduate early and enter the spring football program at the University of Pittsburgh, will join his father and head coach Craig Daly as a Seguin alum in January. Craig was also a star quarterback for the Matadors, graduating in 2000. Following the game, Craig talked about coaching his son in his final game.
Just, if you just come watch him play, the heart and the effort he plays with, man, like, he's what every coach and every dad wants to have as a kid. Like, he lays it all on the line for his team. Like, I don't even know how many things he did tonight, and he just wanted the ball, right? You know, who would have thought that he was going to be our leading rusher in any game, right? I mean, really, like, if you go back in time, and he was like, give me the ball, Dad. And, they were giving us a 4-man box after we started throwing the ball. And he put the game on his back, in my opinion, right there. And he's one of the best I've ever coached in my career. And I'm super proud of him, man. That's why I don't know what he ended up with that yardage. I know it wasn't number one, but he top 3 in the San Antonio area, yeah. Career passing, over 100 touchdown passes, man. The numbers say he produced, man. Like, he doesn't talk much. He's not going to brag on social media. He promotes everybody else like a good teammate's supposed to. But when he gets on this field, man, he's about one thing, and that's winning.
A 4-year starter, Corey Daly finished his career with 9,128 yards passing, 100 TD passes, and just 22 interceptions in 10 games. In his senior year, Daly threw for 2,911 yards with 22 TDs and 4 interceptions. He also ran for 658 yards and 13 touchdowns. Also Friday night, the Marion Bulldogs ended their regular season on the road with a 48-7 playoff tune-up rout at Florence. Quarterback Cade Pape was a perfect 10 of 10 through the air with 4 touchdowns, and wide receiver Jaden Riley went over 1,000 yards receiving on the season while catching his 22nd TD pass of the year. The Bulldogs will play in the bye district round this week. Marion will match up with Jordanton in the first round for the 3rd straight year. The game will take place Friday night at 7 p.m. at Jordanton High School, and we'll have the game on KWED. And the Navarro Panthers, on a bye in the final week of the regular season, were officially eliminated from the playoffs on Friday. Gonzales claimed the 4th and final playoff spot in District 13 for a Friday night with their victory over Gerald. And college football, the TLU Bulldogs extended their win streak to 5 games by dominating Lyon College on the road, 54-10 in Arkansas on Saturday. Texas Lutheran moves on to face McMurray in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference Championship game this coming Saturday in Little Rock, Arkansas. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory, as well as exclusive deals, at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.